Magic Carpets, A Genie in a Bottle, Three Wishes. The story of Aladdin is a perennial, probably because it speaks to the wishes in all of us to be transported, to find that lasting love. Aladdin Jr. is a modern-day adaptation of the classic story that keeps its sights on what's important, the magic. Sue Boyum is directing a cast of 40 young actors ranging in age from 7 to 18 in the Aloha Performing Arts Company production on Hawaii Island. She joins us by phone. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm thinking with a cast as young as 7 years old and 40 of them that this is quite a bit of work. Am I right?
It has been a challenge, but it's been a fun challenge. It's been exciting. They're great kids. It's a fabulous group that came out and auditioned for the show.
Are these kids from all over the island, Sue?
They're all over West Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And you had an audition process, and what kind of things did you look for in the auditions?
In the audition process, I told the kids I was looking for lots of energy and to make yourself the kid that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So looking for that certain sparkle, something that draws my eye to them. They had to sing a little bit and dance a little bit and do a little bit of reading to help us see some of those things come out.
But you weren't, I'm figuring, Sue, that you weren't looking for finished ability so much as enthusiasm and that kind of, that look that people who belong on stage have, yeah?
Well, it was kind of a combination. We have a lot of newcomers in our cast. We had about 80 kids audition.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an involved process trying to pick out who we thought would be the best for this show, the best fit.
Well, what kind of demands does the show place? Do you have like vocal singing choruses, dancing? What are the sort of the logistical demands of the show?
Well, the schedule is quite demanding. We rehearse 5 nights a week at the theater, so it's a commitment that probably goes beyond their normal school play commitment or even some of the sports they might be involved in. And each night is a different rehearsal process, working on specific skills. Like you said, we dance a night, we sing a night, and we work on the acting piece, and then we start putting all those pieces together to create the final piece.
How much of the the effects that you expect from a show about magic, how do you create those?
They are the most challenging pieces to make happen.
I would figure, yeah.
Yeah, like a flying carpet. So our flying carpet is actually a person.
Uh-huh.
And she has become really kind of the heartbreaker of the show. Everyone wants to watch her because she's so delightful to watch.
So
we try to pull it off with mostly lighting, a little bit of smoke, kind of smoke and mirrors.
Well, that's the fundamentals of theater, right?
Exactly.
So yes. I would think that would be a very good way to introduce young aspiring theater folk to how it's done, yeah?
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm guessing that you evoke a magic carpet by kind of having the lights flicker and create that sense of movement, yeah?
Yeah, we have some stars that are projected, and we use a disco ball to help the magic happen, and a lot of light flickering, yes.
But, you know, it is amazing how much you can get done with some fairly simple devices in the theatrical special effects realm, yeah?
It is amazing, yeah. Just add a little smoke on top of it and it all happens. I think one of the most memorable things for the cast was the first night A Whole New World happened. The lighting effects actually got applause when the lighting started to happen. So that was really a cool thing to witness.
I would think it would be sort of an education for the kids, too, to find out, you know, just to learn the whole phenomenon of how an audience can suspend the willing suspension of disbelief, right? Where you allow,
absolutely,
you kind of allow yourself to be transported by these effects.
Right. And that's actually something we talked about is, you know, keeping the illusion of magic for the audience, because if you break character, then the magic is no longer there. So it was a good character study as well.
Yeah, you're right, because, that is the whole thing of coming to understand what it is an audience does. And an audience is very alert at sensing when you lose it on stage, right? When you break character, the audience knows right away.
Yes, Yes, they can tell if you are breaking character. Because that illusion, that magic is suddenly gone, and you've lapsed into yourself rather than the character you're portraying.
And I'm sure that's daunting for young performers, but, you know, there's also that other side, which is that the audience wants you to succeed, right?
Yes, especially in a show like this. They absolutely want you to succeed. They're very generous, and they're engaged right away. I think one of the things we did to capture the magic in this show is I actually asked my set designer to engage the audience from the moment they walk in the door. So the whole entire house, the auditorium, is the marketplace of Agrabah. So it's amazing to see when you first walk in.
So you, even when the lights are up and you're finding your seat, you're already...
You're already there, absolutely.
Yeah.
The sidewalls of the theater are all little market stalls with little vendor booths. We have a bread vendor and a wine and fruit vendor, fabric vendors, and they're all up and down the side of the auditorium.
So that's that goes a long way toward putting people in the place they need to be for the show, doesn't it?
Yes, and the whole first the whole first third of the show, the kids are actually in the house, in the audience, in the aisles. So it's very engaging.
Did it take a while to, you know, with the novice performers, Sue? Did it take a while for them to get used to some of the sort of the theater basics that, you know, that how to deal with the audience, how to overcome stage fright and things like that? Were they a pretty quick study in that regard, the new ones?
I would say they were really quick. I think part of the beauty of that is they are young actors and they don't know what to expect necessarily, especially if they've never done a show before. So they didn't have a lot of preconceived notions.
Yeah.
So in many ways, I think it was easier, much easier than trying to get adults to be in the aisles for the whole first third of a show.
So for you as a director, that in a way you can play off of that a little bit of innocence on the part of your performers.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be refreshing, I would think, for a theater director. Almost kind of liberating in a sense that there are a lot fewer things for you to worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. A little daunting when I was first talking about having 40 kids, thinking about where are they going to be?
Because
we have a limited amount of space. And then just the idea of having them out in the house and making the house part of the set just started to form in my mind. And thankfully, my set designer just took off with that idea. So it's been great. I think it's really surprised our audiences.
Well, Sue, thanks very much for talking with us, and good luck with the show. Sue Boyum is the director of Aladdin Jr. at the Aloha Performing Arts Company, and performances run until the end of the month. Details are at hpr2.org.